With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson is working feverishly to avoid a government shutdown beginning at midnight this evening. GOP Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says often people who back a government shutdown hope to gain leverage in negotiations, either to avoid a shutdown or to reopen the government.
What I have found in past instances when that's been tried, you shut the government down, you open the government up, and that member or members have not accomplished the goal that they want to accomplish.
At least two people are reported dead when a car drove into a Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg. At least 60 were injured in the suspected attack Friday evening, including 15 were hurt very seriously, according to the city's government's website. Authorities are calling it a deliberate attack. There's been an increase in flu cases across the country.
The CDC says 13 states reported high or very high levels of flu-like illness last week. That's about double compared to the week before. One of those states is Tennessee. A clinic in Nashville is reporting as many as a quarter of its patients are reporting flu-like symptoms. No flu strain seems to be dominant, but it's too early in the season to know how good a match the flu vaccine will be. Flu experts suggest everyone get vaccinated, especially now leading up to the holidays. I'm Ed Donahue.
Florida agriculture suffered more than $190 million in losses from Hurricane Milton, making it the costliest for farmers and ranchers of three cyclones that struck the state in 2024. That's according to University of Florida researchers. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 498 points. The Nasdaq rose 199. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in Ohio.
The Jackson Local School District will pay teacher Vivian Garrity $450,000 in damages for firing her when she said she would not use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. Garrity said she could not violate the tenets of her Christian faith, but the school system dismissed her anyway. Alliance Defending Freedom spokesman Logan Spina says, quote, "The First Amendment prohibits the abuse of power, and school officials have learned that it comes at a steep cost." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's governor wants to repeal the state law requiring an annual abortion report. Democrat Katie Hobbs says it can infringe on privacy for residents even if it doesn't collect information such as patients' names and birth dates. She made her call to stop the reporting requirements as the state detailed its abortion data covering 2023. Two states don't collect such data at all. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose to turn what would have been one of the market's worst weeks of the year into just a pretty bad one. The S&P 500 rallied 1.1% to shave its loss for the week down to 2%. The NASDAQ composite gained 1%. The report said a measure of inflation the Federal Reserve likes to use was slightly lower last month than expected. It's an encouraging signal after the Fed shocked markets Wednesday by saying worries about inflation could keep it from cutting interest rates in 2025 as much earlier thought. The Dow up 498 points to close at 42,840. The NASDAQ gained 199 points to 19,572. The S&P 500 added 63 points to 5930. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.